You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine, how are you today?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Some of the BFM listeners not so well in their employment situations, or at least have a few questions. So we're going to get stuck into it. We have got someone who has got a very broad question to kick us into gear. Hey, Justine, how do I actually join a union? It's always good when we get one of these. I work in a really niche area and my workplace doesn't have unionisation specifically in our office.
Yeah, cool. So, no, really good question. That comes up periodically and always happy to point people in the right direction on how to join a union. So you don't necessarily, obviously, the best case scenario is that your workplace is unionized and that you can join the union and be part of the collective agreement. So that's basically like your collective contract, yeah? If you're not working in a unionized workplace, you can still join a union. And I personally would do so, even if I wasn't in a ununionized workplace. Just because if anything comes up at work, if there's any issues, the union can still provide legal support and advice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Also, you know, it could be one step to unionising your workplace, just saying. So one good place to find out where what union you might be able to join, even, you know, whatever area you work in, there is a union for everyone. There are, you know, oftentimes we, you know, very niche industries, we can just join the general private sector union, E2.
Yep.
But the CTU actually has the Council of Trade Unions. They have a website, union.org.nz, and they have a little tab there where you can find a union. So whatever sector you're in, go onto that website, have a look, and it will come up with a union that's relevant to you.
Fantastic. As always, we'll put the link to that in the podcast after
cool.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we got here, Stella?
Someone asks, if my payslip has the wrong tax code, which is the fault of my employer, will I be able to get the amount back that I overpaid?
Okay, so I have to say this is probably more of a question for the tax person. Do we have a segment?
We don't have a tax guy or a tax
okay,
gal.
Well, idea, no. No, but I do, look, I'm not an expert on this. This is not my forte, but I do believe that if you overpay your tax, that's the IRD's job to give that back to you in your tax return. Very much not cool of your employer, though, to get your tax code wrong. So, with you there. But, yeah, I think the IRD is the one that calculates that. And you can just give them a ring to confirm that. That would probably be my advice, give the IRD a ring.
Totally.
And sorry about that advice because I hate calling the IRD. But
on hold.
Sometimes you get a really nice person and it's all good. But, yeah,
hold music.
Yeah, no one needs to hear all the Nature's Best hits through the tinny-ness of a phone. love the Nature's Best CDs, though, but, yeah, not in that context.
Yep.
We've got someone who's asking about construction stuff. They say they work in construction. My site's pretty much in the middle of nowhere right now. We don't have any structures built yet, and it's getting colder during my lunch breaks. I'm freezing, and I'm tired, and it takes too long to go to the nearest town. Does my work have to provide me somewhere that I can sit and eat my lunch in a safe and warm way? Feels like that should be the case.
Yeah, they do. And that comes down to one of my favorite topics, health and safety at work, yeah? So the Health and Safety and Employment Regulations Act, but also the Health and Safety Act, basically requires that employers provide adequate facilities for employees to have meals during work hours, and then there must be reasonable shelter and comfort, and that's to do with, like, a lunchroom. So that is absolutely a health and safety, you know, red flag. And that, you know, any construction site especially, I would hope has a health and safety rep. And this is the kind of thing your health and safety rep can get stuck into. It's not just about, you know, equipment and making sure, you know, people don't have accidents and things like that. It is about your health as well, right?
Yeah.
So that's a health and safety thing. I really hope you have a health and safety rep on this site. If you don't, now is better than never. You know, elect one today. There's a lot of really good advice, the government on Employment New Zealand and also on the CTU website around health and safety, but it's pretty straightforward getting a health and safety rep if you don't have a health and safety rep at your workplace. The other thing is if you have a health and safety rep that isn't willing to do their job, There are also mechanisms to kind of deal with that as well. So I know some people might say, well, I have a health and safety rep, but I've approached them and they're not really willing to do anything.
Yep.
That's not on either. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you got to have somewhere safe to eat your lunch. That is for sure.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're in the middle of nowhere. You got to, you got to be able to eat your sammies.
And winter, I mean, you have a right to a lunch break and as we talked about, you have a right to a reasonable shelter. You're not being given really anything. And absolutely. Look, it doesn't take, I don't think it's a huge effort to like set up that kind of adequate facility. And frankly, you shouldn't be starting that work if you haven't done that job already as an employer. So not on.
Yeah, totally. Hey, thanks, Justine. Some wise advice as always. We'll stick all the links in the podcast after the show and we will talk to you again in a fortnight. Take care.
Sounds good. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.